Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, they say ignorance is bliss. We know that is absolutely stupid. That is the kiss of death. That is probably the dumbest advice I've ever heard. Ignorance is bliss. No, it's not. In fact, ignorance is what kills people. Ignorance is what keeps businesses small. It's what destroys marriages. Ignorance is not something you want to pursue. Awareness is bliss. Let me just say that. Awareness is bliss because now you can do something about it. Now you can close the gap. So here's the thing. Back in the day, I used to just eat bad, eat poorly. I was all about exercise, but I just could not shake some of the weight. Some people call it skinny fat. But look, here's the point. I still felt lethargic, all kinds of stuff. So my friend Chet Scott of Built to Lead. He's a good dude. But he sent me this book, or he told me about this book. I read the book and immediately the ignorance was no longer there. I realized I was doing sugar rushes, carb crashes, caffeine fixes. In other words, if we want to be high performers in business and in life, we are fueling our bodies with either life or death. And look, this is not something at the end, buy a supplement or something like that. I don't even know what health plans are good out there. All I'm saying is what I did is I began to eliminate emotional eating. I began to eliminate those things that said, hey, I need a lift. I need a pick me up. I need to spike my blood sugar levels or whatever. And I just got away from a ton of the carbs. I got away from the sugar, and I got away from the caffeine, and it's been amazing. My doctor, you know, said I had lost 20 pounds, which is fantastic. I've regained a little bit of that, but here's the point. I'm no longer basing my performance and productivity based upon the garbage I was putting in my body. So I want to challenge you today. Look, if you know you're not having your highest energy levels, if you know you're not as productive as you should be, if you know that you're going from one meal to the next with crashes and spikes, and that's no way to live. But the larger question I want to ask you is, do you want to get aware? Do you want to be aware? Or do you want to stay in the dark? We call it staying in the dark for a reason, right? Because you're not walking in the light when you're staying in the dark. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. I'm not telling you how to eat. I'm not telling you what diet plan you should do. All I'm doing is asking questions. And I had a friend, a truth teller, who cared about me years ago enough to say, hey, why don't you check out this book? And why don't you, you know, evaluate your own habits. And I'll tell you what, when I did, I was left with a choice. So I'm a big fan of awareness. If you want to choose after you become aware to live in the dark, that's up to you. But at least you can no longer use ignorance as an excuse. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Share this, subscribe it. I'd love to hear below, because I know people have been watching The Daily Show. And just, it's been amazing the last few weeks. Some people said they picked up exercise routines, they're eating better. Some people said they're listening to audiobooks now. It's just amazing. You guys are fantastic. I love inspiring you. Hopefully I'm doing that. That's my goal every day, is to ignite you with a little dose of fire. So let me know what's going on. And I'd love to hear about your success. We'll chat very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.